This time, any of the children can go out for Children's Church or Connect Kids. Got one scripture reading this morning. It's some familiar words taken from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Faith is one of the most important words of the Bible. Faith, as you heard earlier, is defined as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In the Gospels, Jesus told people that their faith made them well. Jesus said the faith of a Roman centurion was greater than the faith of anyone he had seen in all of Israel. Jesus said the disciples had little faith as they feared a storm. Jesus also said that worrying about the things of the world showed a lack of faith. If we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. If we have faith in Jesus, we will do greater things than he did. Faith encourages one another. Faith is from God and rests in Jesus Christ. The promise of God comes through faith. We're justified by faith. We stand by faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. And our faith can grow. There is unity in faith. There is joy in faith. We are told to hold on to the true faith. We fight the good fight of the faith. We are to keep the faith, share the faith, be sincere in it, and be assured of our faith. By faith, we're told that we can understand how God created. By faith, a guy named Noah built a big boat when there wasn't even a cloud in the sky. By faith, people left their families. They escaped from slavery and watched walls fall down. We're to be rich in faith, realizing it is impossible to please God without faith. And faith is to be accompanied by deeds or works. We have faith in Jesus Christ. Now, on the negative side, our faith often falls short. We can wander from the faith. We can deny our faith. Our faith can be destroyed. Our faith is often misplaced. People have faith in themselves, their education, their job, their possessions, and other people. Some even find it easier to have faith in all the wrong things. It's easier to do that than to have faith in Christ. Paul wrote of faith, hope, and love. Love builds our faith. Faith leads to hope. When we love Jesus more deeply each day, our faith will grow, and we will see God move mountains. And I got to ask you this morning, isn't that what we would like to see? Don't we want to see God do amazing things in our life? Don't we want to see God do amazing things in his church, this church, and the Christian church in general? I think we'd all agree, but the challenge that we all face is sometimes we just don't have enough faith to believe it can actually happen. Sometimes we see way too many obstacles and hoping that mountain will move. We end up forgetting whose children that we are. And we figure there is no human way to move that mountain in our life or in the life of the church. And in that regard, we're correct. There is no human way. But we forget that God is no human. By faith, God can use us to do things beyond our wildest dreams. With faith, what we may never expect to see happening can actually happen. And I think we would all probably admit that we could use a little more faith. A few minutes ago, I read Psalm 46, and Psalm 46 is not a psalm that we would typically go to learn about faith. The logical place you heard in our call to worship is Hebrews 11. It's often called the faith chapter of the Bible. You go to Hebrews 11 and you see what faith is. But our approach is going to be different. We're not going to spend a lot of time this morning talking about what faith is. We're not even going to be spending much time talking about what faith in God can do. Instead, we're going to use Psalm 46 to help build our faith. And the first faith builder of this psalm is this: God is our refuge. And knowing that in itself can build faith. Psalm 46 inspired Martin Luther to write, "A mighty fortress is our God." Verse 1 of the psalm states, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Now, a refuge, if you think of a refuge is a place that you go to seek shelter or protections, particularly if you're under attack. Of course, we can always use all the strength that we can get. But I love this part of the first line. It says, an ever-present help. When you come to God, He's going to be there. He doesn't take coffee breaks. He never sleeps. He's never too busy. You call on God and He answers in His perfect way and in His perfect timing. God is in charge. When we have trouble, we should run directly to Him. Now, if you have small children, you understand what it means to run to a refuge. This is an example I've used in the past, but it's a great example. When little 6-year-old Sally cuts her finger and it hurts her really bad, where does she go? Does she run to the neighbors? Probably not. Does she go to her older brother? I doubt it, because he probably would tease her. Does she run to Dad? Maybe, but Dad is likely to put duct tape on that boo-boo. And that's not good. Does she just sit there and do nothing? Probably not. No, Sally most often will run to her mom. Because she knows her mom loves her, and mom is the only one that can make that boo-boo better. You see, mom is her refuge. Mom gives her strength. Mom's door is always open. And so God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is the one that we are to run to when the world is coming down on us. And when we realize that God's got it under control, that He's our safe place, when trouble comes, well, our faith builds. Because we know where to go for help. The psalmist tells us in verse 2 that we will not fear. We'll not fear even when everything is falling apart in our lives. The psalmist writes that we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Now, if you think about that description, sounds like a great earthquake. The mountains are crashing into the sea. And it could be that was the original intent. But those readers that first read this might have actually seen more to that imagery. You see, the sea in ancient times represented chaos. It represented evil. In the imagery of that time, God would be seen fighting against the sea, against the evil to accomplish His will. Now, mountains were the opposite. Mountains represented stability. God dwelt on the mountain. And so the picture painted by the psalmist is of an unimaginable crisis. The stable mountains have fallen into the chaotic sea. And yet we're told not to fear. We don't fear because God is our refuge and strength. He's there to help us in times of trouble. And the amount of trouble doesn't matter. You know, the world crashed on thousands of people in Hawaii a couple weeks back. AJ, I'm going to switch The world crashed on thousands of people in Hawaii, like I just said a couple weeks back. It crashed in the form of a hurricane for people in the southeast this past week. And I think both of those fit what we would call an unimaginable crisis. Now, maybe your crisis isn't nearly that big, but it might feel like it. Is your world crashing around you? Is your health failing? Are some of your relationships out of control? Are your finances kind of a mess? Maybe you recently lost somebody you love. Are you exhausted? Are you troubled? Are you stressed or overwhelmed? The psalm says, do not be afraid. God is our refuge and strength. He is an ever-present help. And so when the world starts to get crazy, when things seem to be crashing down, we run to God. Through the fires of Hawaii and the winds of last week's hurricane, God was still with his children. And God's still with you no matter what. And that is the second faith builder of Psalm 46. And that is that God is with us. Now, if you read through this psalm in a single reading, you realize that in verse 4, the psalmist actually takes a different direction. He's been talking about a crisis, but now he's switching and he's talking about comfort. It says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. And this just isn't any river. This river makes glad the city of God. Now, if you think about it, rivers were important in the Bible. There was a river in the Garden of Eden. In Revelation, we see that there's a river that flows from the throne of God, and this river is magnificent. It's like crystal. It's clear as glass, and it runs right down the center of the heavenly city. It's called the River of Life. Jesus spoke of water that flows from believers. Rivers bring life. They can be cleansing. And so think about that line this way. There's a river that is the people of God. You can imagine how different Christian groups make up little streams, and all those little streams flow together into one grand river. And this river represents the entire people of God. And if you follow it, you end up to the most holy place of all, in the presence of God, the place where the Most High dwells. But that's amazing, but what's really amazing this is that in verse 5, the psalmist tells us that God is in the river. He's right in the middle of it. And this is the first of several times in the psalm that